हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Welcome to this Japa inspiration. When one enters the world of Japa practice, one is soon surprised to find out that there is actually a whole universe behind it that waits for one's exploration. In my own attempts to try to understand more and motivate myself more to chant the holy name, I have identified a few principles, but as I read on, practice on, listen more and more to other chanters, I find everything expands. The knowledge expands, the practice expands, the taste expands. Today I would like to give you one principle in which you could chant. Chant with the intention to worship. I have one friend who used to be a priest, a pujari, and who liked to offer at the end of his puja some fragrant flowers to the deities. When he did other services, he said he maintained this principle by continuing to offer something with the intention to worship. That is, he offered each mantra like a fragrant jasmine flower to the Lord. Such feelings are favorable feelings in our japa. It is the desire to serve out of a feeling of gratitude and some devotion. And it is when we use this intention to offer something that our devotional attachment, our taste, will grow. In spiritual life, we are not maintained by food, by money, by recognition, but we are maintained by taste. And that comes when you offer something, when you offer your japa with the intention to worship, because immediately Krishna will reciprocate. Yes, come on. Yes, I will give you more and more taste. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.